With the cautious tenderness of one who strokes a notoriously vicious animal, he patted the savage's arm.
"Just let me—"
"Never!" cried the savage. "But look here, old man! Throw it all away! That horrible poison—"
The words, "throw it all away," pierced through the enfolding layers of incomprehension to the quick of the Delta's consciousness. An angry murmur went up from the crowd.
"I come to bring you freedom,"
said the savage, turning back towards the twins.
"I come—"
The deputy subbursar heard no more. He had slipped out of the vestibule and was looking up a number in the telephone book.
"Not in his own rooms," Bernard summed up. "Not in mine, not in yours. Not at the Aphroditeum, not at the centre or the college. Where can he have got to?"
Helmholtz shrugged his shoulders. They had come back from their work, expecting to find the savage waiting for them at one or other of their usual meeting places, and there was no sign of the fellow, which was annoying, as they had meant to nip across to Biarritz in Helmholtz's four-seater sporticopter. They'd be late for dinner if he didn't come soon.
"We'll give him 5 more minutes," said Helmholtz. "If he doesn't turn up by then, we'll—"
The ringing of the telephone bell interrupted him. He picked up the receiver. "Hello? Speaking?" Then, after a long interval of listening,
"Ford in Flever," he swore. "I'll come at once."
"What is it?" Bernard asked.
"A fellow I know at the Park Lane Hospital," said Helmholtz. "The savage is there. Seems to have gone mad. Anyhow, it's urgent. Will you come with me?"